The Alaska Department of Education and Early Childhood Development won't release this year's statewide adequate yearly progress report until Friday, but Anchorage released its results yesterday. Anchorage graduation rates are up, but fewer schools are meeting the new adequate yearly progress standards. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
Although the federal No Child Left Behind Act is now officially the Elementary and Secondary Education Act, the demanded 31 categories remain. That includes a key one for the Anchorage School District and its superintendent, Carol Como.
The four-year graduation rate is roughly 71.8%.
That compares to 2009-2010's approximate 68% graduation rate.
And the five-year graduation rate, which we've also been calculating for the first time, is about 75%. So these are preliminary, but it's good news.
Beginning this year, the state changed how it calculates the high school graduation rate to match other states. That makes exact comparisons uncertain. Still, Como's convinced the rate has risen. Just how much?
I don't know for sure. That's what we're going to have to do in an analysis once the data gets firmed up. By October, in the profile of performance, I think we'll be able to answer that with certainty.
5 years ago, the graduation rate was 62%. In contrast, the number of schools meeting AYP academic goals dropped.
The language arts and math scores did go down. Average scores went down because the proficiency bar went up this year, another sizable amount.
As of this year, for a school to meet the academic categories, nearly 83% of its students must pass the language arts and nearly 75% must pass the mathematics portion. That level applies to the school as a whole and 9 student groups. There are racial and ethnic categories, but also economically disadvantaged, students with disabilities, and limited English proficiency. However, a failure to meet adequate progress does not mean the school's academics did not improve.
We know a number of schools didn't make adequate yearly progress, but they're still showing growth. They just didn't meet that bar, and I don't have the statistics there.
Last year, 47 Anchorage schools made AYP. This year, 37. This year, 17 schools missed by one or two targets. Last year, 16 missed by only one. Como pointed to some noteworthy improvements.
For the first time ever, the Alaska State School for the Deaf and Hard of Hearing has made adequate yearly progress. The Whaley Center also made AYP in language arts for the first time. Those young people who struggle with many behavior issues on top of the academics. And so for them to make AYP at this higher bar in language arts is a real significant growth for them.
Other points of pride?
Two of our Title I schools, North Star Elementary School, for the first time ever, made adequate yearly progress, and Lake Otis Elementary School also made adequate yearly progress.
The other two Title I schools which achieved AYP were Avail and the Alaska Native Cultural Charter School, the latter for the second year in a row. The district's 25 Title I schools have a large percentage of economically disadvantaged students and qualify for extra federal aid. But there are also federal sanctions if they continue to not meet AYP. One is parents can choose to send their children to other schools, but Como says only about 1% decide to do so. She says each school will now begin an in-depth examination of its results.
When the teachers come to work this week, one of the first things they're going to be doing with their in-service is taking all their data and looking at where they made proficiency and where they didn't, which groups of kids didn't.
The Federal Education Act calls for every public school to reach 100% in all categories by 2014. Como said some research estimates that this year up to 85% of the nation's schools did not meet AYP. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.